You have to unite the world. What will you call this global nation? There isn't really much to explain on the subject. Division feeds inequality. And if you live in a major city, then there's a nuclear warhead pointed at it. There's no recovery from a nuclear strike. It overwhelms everything and poisons everything else. So as long as humanity is divided, this type of sick behavior will never change. We will forever be sending troops over to parts of the world that fluctuate in the decay caused by poverty. Division, like poverty, is an anomaly, an error, a noose wrapped around humanity's neck. The way to stop war is to prevent it. By spending decades building real schools that offer real education and safety. There cannot be such a thing as an enemy combatant if we all belong to the same nation, to the same family. My grandma, the one that explained to me that war is what men do, used to say, "Nie ma tego złego, co by na dobre nie wyszło." In English, there is a similar adage that goes, "Every cloud has a silver lining." That massive, toxic cloud of poverty that hangs over humanity can be converted to good, because destroying that poverty creates a great energy that can move humanity forward. Will you be the one, dear reader? Because all it takes is a dream and a vision and courage, and it does not cost a cent. All you do is design the world's most beautiful, most artistic, and most intricate passport, give a digital copy to everyone, and sell the paper version to keep the dream alive. In the back pocket of the passport will be a credit card linked to an empty account in a bank of your own making. For the sake of protecting privacy, it shouldn't have a unique number. All cards link to the same empty account. And you're going to need a flag, probably a pale blue circle that symbolizes unity of the people of Earth and its future colonies. The name is a tough decision. The nation of Earth, or Earth for short, is nice and plain and simple. United States of the World is another option, as well as the World Union, or just the Union. I like the name the Human Family, but I'm not sure if that is a good country name. Let people swipe the card. Let insufficient funds blink on the screen. With every swipe of your card, the noble human doing the swiping will understand that poverty is a stupid error, that poverty shouldn't exist. They will understand that bank account is special and should never, ever run dry. Not for a programmer boy in Rwanda, not for a dancer girl in Moscow. It must not run dry for a mother or for a father or for a no-good son or the black sheep of the family. It should never run dry for a former convict, not even for a current prisoner hoping to have noodles for dinner, and especially not for a man who was about to commit a crime, but gave it one more swipe with a deafening, painful yelp. And it worked. The card must work for him too. for every human being on planet Earth. It just works. Although no border will recognize your beautiful passport, many travelers will hand in the World Union passport first. And when the border officials say, "We do not recognize the Union at this border," many will reply, "Fair is fair, as the Union does not recognize your border." And of course, you will need to pen a constitution. You already have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights to bring you hope and strength, but you must also emphasize real education. Education that provides real results as a universal right declared in the Constitution. Just like the borders, uneducation has been tearing the world apart. In the global state of uneducation, people do not understand that police and brutality are words on the opposite ends. Police brutality is a crime against humanity. A brutal police force is just a gang of thugs. It is no longer a force of goodness, the force that we intended to create and support. Tolerance or blindness towards betrayal as evil as police brutality will destroy all good will everywhere. Erase it completely. Police brutality is an oxymoron, and the world can't see that without a real education. Not everywhere. Real education does not test how good a person is at mathematics. It simply asks questions such as, should police brutality be tolerated? Those who respond in affirmative have not yet learned enough to pass on to the next grade and need help with finding better books and more love towards our kind. There are many anomalies. Weapons manufacturing, mutually assured destruction, climate denial, vaccine hesitancy, and 100 more, if not 1,000. These anomalies hold humanity back. They hold us back in the dark ages. You won't know how powerful your passport is until you yourself hold it in your hand. Until people everywhere start ordering it and start swiping your card so often that computer networks will crawl under the newfound strain. As terrible as it sounds today, insufficient funds will slowly transform into a message of hope, into an aim that everyone can agree on. Every swipe representing a new person's understanding of the horrible error and mistake of poverty. Every swipe casting a vote for a bank that does not keep track of numbers, just hands out the money that the person requests out of the collective genius, love, and foresight of humankind. May your hopes and dreams, works and adventures help humanity grow, and may your name be honored for eternity. Nie ma tego złego, co by na dobre nie wyszło. Every cloud has a silver lining.